This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
That sound can mean only one thing, the return of CBS Sports analyst Amy Trask to Ben and Woods on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline as NFL training camps kick off. Amy, it is so great to have you back on the airwaves here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning to you and I.
Well, good morning, and thank you for saying hi, and let's just say that I have the best walk-up music on the station, and thanks for having me.
It's so great.
It is our pleasure. How has everything been going? I know you are now gearing up for yet another NFL season and getting all your ducks in a row, and there are so many more ducks now than there used to be, Amy, right? You've got COVID kind of rearing its ugly head again. You know, the NFL, you know what I always find interesting about the NFL? No matter what problems arise, they just put their head down and just kind of bowl through it all. And it just seems where everyone's trying to fix baseball and what's wrong with basketball, football just puts its head down and runs through just like a fullback running through the line every single year, it seems.
Oh, I see what you did there with that fullback analogy.
Thank you.
You know, look, we don't know yet what's going to unfold for this season. The protocols are still being established, and they're going to have to change them on the fly as circumstances change. But I think the league did a magnificent job last year of, you know, all that you just said. They found a way to get things done. They did so responsibly. They did so intelligently. And the league does adjust on the fly. And I think that's what we all have to do right now. We're dealing with a lot of unknowns. And the league has demonstrated an ability to figure out how to do that. It does take flexibility.
Amy, when you see stories, you know, as a former executive about coaches potentially reportedly being let go because they refuse to get the COVID vaccine, how would you kind of think about that in terms of, is there legal liability here? Are we going to get sued? I mean, how would you handle this, you know, if you're an NFL front office and you're trying to, you know, coaches need to kind of work with players to be effective and do their jobs?
Well, a couple things in that regard. The distinction between coaches and players, as you well know, is that players are represented by a union and coaches are not. And that's been a real issue, a topic of discussion going back to years and years and years and decades before we were hit with this pandemic. But we're now seeing the implications of not being represented by a union with respect to the protocols and the rules and the rights and the laws as relates to the players. The league is dealing with the Players Association. There is no such association for the coaches. The protocols right now are that if you are a coach, if you are a tier one employee, you cannot be in the presence of players. So that means you're coaching remotely. You're coaching from maybe, you know, some people have said, well, they have to coach in their office. No, you could put them in a tower, you know, one of those giant tall, I don't even know what you call them, the tall towers.
Yeah, the towers.
Cameras in. Right. They put cameras in those to take, you know, to film practice. You could put a coach up in a tower and let him coach from there. Not as effective, not as easy. I get it. So yes, there will be coaches who, if they're not vaccinated, are at risk for being terminated. And whether you agree with that or not, and I don't just mean you, but your listeners, whether you agree with it or not, it's going to be a reality.
I call them cherry pickers. I don't know if that's an accurate name or not, but they like use those to lift people up to like pick cherries off of trees.
I think you're right. I just used to call them the tall, skinny towers that we put the cameras in.
Yeah, they got them at Target, too. They have a guy like watching, make sure nobody breaks into your car and stuff. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. But no, we're talking to the great Amy Trask here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I'll be 100% honest with you, Amy. We live in San Diego, right, where there is no football team. We are the Padres flagship station. We are huge, huge baseball. We are so engrossed in what's going on right now in Major League Baseball with our beloved Padres. My NFL, I guess, interest is lacking to this point. That being said, I do know some of the major stories going on. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of those. Like, for example, a guy that I've grown to love him over the last few years is Aaron Rodgers. I love the way he plays. I love the way he carries himself. And it's a weird situation going on in Green Bay right now. Is he going to be a Packer? Are they going to trade him? How could you ever trade a guy like that? Wouldn't you just want to make him happy? And is it too late for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to kind of reconcile him? I'm so interested in his story.
Well, I don't know if this will frighten you or not, but you and I are on absolute like mind about Aaron Rodgers. I love him as well. So there you go. As we would say as kids, and I still say now, you and me, samesies.
Samesies.
You know, look, I'm an optimist, and I don't believe that relationships are ever irreparably damaged if the parties to the relationship, and I used parties, plural, are willing to work together to fix things. And I'll come to what I think the Packers did wrong in one moment. I will simply note that, you know, it's my general view on life that when there's a problem in any relationship, everyone has some amount of responsibility for those problems. Now, you know, perhaps one person isn't more responsible than another, but as a general rule, parties to a relationship have to work together to make that relationship work. And that's what the Packers and Aaron are going to have to do if they want to repair this. Now, I'll go backwards to what I said at the beginning and say, I think the Packers handled this entire situation very, very poorly. And the example I will use to sort of prove my point, sorry, man, I went to law school. I got to give you an example to prove my point. When the Chiefs had Alex Smith on the roster and they were planning to draft Patrick Mahomes, they picked up the phone and they called Alex and they took him into their confidence and said, look, we need you to keep this confidential. We can't let this out, but we don't want you to be surprised. We're planning on drafting Patrick Mahomes. And Alex did keep it confidential. And you know who was Patrick's biggest support throughout that rookie year? It was Alex Smith. And when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes made a point of initially, first and foremost, thanking Alex. The Packers didn't do that. Aaron had to learn about the drafting of a quarterback on television with the public. You know, that's just not a way to do business. So, you know, the Packers do owe him a real and sincere apology for that. And then if I'm Aaron and they apologize to me and say, Aaron, we handled it poorly, we're sorry, you say, okay, thank you. And you then sit and figure out, can you make this work?
Amy, speaking of quarterbacks and law degrees, Deshaun Watson reported to Houston Texans camp this week to avoid getting fined, you know, $50,000 a day. And you know, he's been wanting a trade. The Texans have kind of been resisting, but new reports say they are now, you know, at least engaging in trade talks for Watson. My question is, with the 22 lawsuits he's facing, how tradable is he? What kind of, you know, return could the Texans possibly hope to get right now for Deshaun Watson?
That was very well done about that. Nice segue. It's almost like you do this for a living. That was an extraordinary segue. Look, a lot of it, not a lot of it, it is almost entirely going to depend, or it will depend in many regards on, can he play this season or not? Does the league put him on the exempt list? And let's be clear about one thing. I'm very confident the reason he reported is because, having now reported, if he does get put on that exempt list, he gets paid. So it was very wise from a financial strategic standpoint for him to report. If I'm a team that is thinking of trading for him, I'm on the phone with the league office, you know, continually. Okay, what's the status? What's the status? What's the status? And if I don't get an answer, I'm just hitting redial, 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 redial. What's the status? What's the status? Because before you can decide whether to trade for him or what to offer in trade for him, you got to figure out, is he going to play this year if you're looking for a quarterback to play this year? If you're a team that's willing to say, look, I'll trade something to have him on my roster when this all gets said and done, maybe you offer something in that realm of compensation. So I don't think this is a new decision by Houston to trade him. I think they've simply made it public. And we're going to have to see how this unfolds with the league and the commissioner exempt list before we know how many suitors there may be.
Talking to Amy Trask, a CBS sports analyst. And Amy, you know, I was talking to Woods during one of the breaks saying, you know who Amy reminds me of? And I don't know if you know, this is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I don't know if you watched the show yet on Apple TV, but you kind of like Ted Lasso. Have you seen the show at all?
Okay, I'm actually going to admit right now on your show with all your listeners listening, I have not yet seen it.
That's okay. God. That's okay.
It's not really okay.
Strongest
though.
Recommendation possible
yes, the strongest
for Amy
one.
Trask.
I'm not
going to
sugarcoat it.
I don't promise a lot. I promise you are absolutely
going to love it.
Love it in
all
a
right.
way that you've probably never loved a television show in your life.
Amy, I hate everything. I'm like the most cynical. I hate everything sucks. Everything's lame. You know, I'm that guy. I'm like the black cloud. It is a warm blanket on a cold day.
Without giving away too much, I would say the overarching theme of the show is that kindness and compassion can both be cool and savvy at the same time. And it just reminded me of you and something you tweeted recently. It said, it costs nothing to be kind. It costs nothing to smile at someone. It costs nothing to say hi. And it may make someone feel good. And it's just such an important message. And you have lived it for so long. And I think other people, thanks to whether it's the show or whatever it is, are finding that message. And so important in this last year and a half with everything that we've gone through that I wanted to kind of thank you for being who you are. And I just kind of wanted to know how did you become who you are in this way?
Well, number one, you just popped my heart. I wish you could see actually, given what I'm wearing and what I look like right now, I'm really glad you can't see me, but I wish you could see the smile on your face because you just touched my heart. You know, being kind to people is not mutually exclusive than being strong and firm and tough when one needs to be. And I think that some people conflate those things and think that, you know, you can't be both kind and be very dominating in your industry or, you know, and whatever the word I'm looking for is, you can be both. And, you know, to anyone who thinks that I say hi on Twitter as part of a shtick or routine, nothing is further than the truth. I have said hi to people forever. I'm walking down the street, I say hi, I smile. I'm in an elevator, I say hi, I smile. I'm in line in a store, I say hi. Say hi to everybody. My husband actually thinks I probably drive a lot of people crazy by saying hi. But I've done it forever when I'm walking on the street. And I consider our Twitter village, this is Twitter street for our Twitter village. So when I say hi, it's not a routine. It's what I do when I'm not on Twitter street. It's what I do when I'm on the real street. It really costs nothing to say hi to someone. And this is something I used to say to Raiders staff and stadium staff throughout my career. When you're walking through the stands, say hi, smile at fans, say hi to fans, thank the fans for being there. It really costs nothing to be nice to people. I want to say one more thing about the Ted Lasso conversation. Number one, I'm sorry that you're a little cloud of doom or gloom or a dark cloud, whatever you said, come over for ice cream. I'm going to help you out in that regard.
Thank you.
And number two, I'm also going to admit I've never seen Seinfeld either.
Oh my God, what is going on?
What's his two favorite shows, maybe, of all time?
What's going on right
now?
Yeah,
She
was an executive. I get it. You don't have a lot of time.
I know you're really busy. Please promise me you'll watch Ted Lasso, whether
Please.
It's on a flight or something. It's not long. They're not long.
But I'm not
you get through the season.
Seinfeld,
but you can
watch
Ted Lasso. Watch Ted Lasso.
Go back to that one.
God, you're going
to
love it. You are going to love it. We'll get a report for you from you.
Yes.
After
you're done with it and you tweet about it, we're going to have you back on. We're going to break it down. Season two is just starting now, but just watch season one and then we'll get you back on.
How long is that going to take me?
Not that long.
How many hours do I have to watch?
I guarantee you watch one, you won't be able to stop. You'll
Correct.
Wish that there were still more when you were done.
All right.
That's like eight episodes.
It's only
that's
because
flight.
You guys are telling me.
Yeah, it's like one long flight across the country for a pregame show one weekend.
You're going to love it. You'll cry. It is so good and inspiring. It's perfect for you.
All right. You recommend it. I'll do it.
Well, it's going to go against your Straight out of Compton walk up music, but that's the thing. It's the dichotomy of Amy Trask, right?
Thank you. We can all be lots of different things.
That's exactly right. That's what Ted says.
So great to talk to you again, Amy. Thank you so much.
Take good care.
Thanks for having me.
Amy Trask on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.